Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the term grandfathered in, for allowing newly prohibited things to continue because they were already that way before the law was passed. As Pensacola City Council human Tenia Day Broughton recently taught us, the word began in the Jim Crow era as a way to deny blacks the right to vote.
The term that I've heard a lot tonight, grandfathered in, of course it has its origins in the 15th Amendment and the denial of African American men to be able to vote as a result with poll taxes and the grandfather clause.
As the Tomes of Virtue 16th edition uncondensed teaches us, terminology is not the most important thing, it's the only thing. Thoughts are made of words, and thus whoever controls the words controls the ideas. Powerful teaching. Since we shall henceforth never use this atrocious term, we recommend using a neutral anti-racist substitute, such as exempted or excused or pre-authorized or pre-approved or even legacied.
All right, Councilman Moore.
I move for legacied.
Hearing the council members laugh and accept the correct words is a positive step, but we will really know we've achieved our goal when people who inadvertently use the racist term correct it themselves without being prodded or needing to be corrected.
So what we did was we kind of grandfathered or what's the word that legacied? I forgot that our councilwoman, and I appreciate her discussing the other day, we legacied these things that have been put in over time and allowed them to happen.
Yes, well done, Mr. Mayor. And for those who persist, there shall be no legacy grace. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez for her cisgender anti-trans binary bias, which was on full display during a recent press conference with Governor DeSantis.
I don't know about you, but I refuse to embrace these ridiculous woke terms like Latinx. That's not happening. I can tell you I am proud to stand here as the first Latina Lieutenant Governor in the history of our great state. And I am offended by that term, Latinx.
Boy, in contrast with the wonderful tolerance and inclusivity demonstrated by the Pensacola leaders, this brazen refusal to evolve her language proves that Nunez is unfit to lead. For hundreds of years, people raised in Spanish-speaking homes have been brainwashed by a genderfied language and artificially dividing the whole world into male and female natures. By adding the gender-neutral and non-binary -x suffix, we have liberated them from this oppressive construct. And to see such a prominent Latinx human openly reject the progress made through so many graduate seminars and symposia on dialectical feminism and intentionally revert to a more primitive languaging is disturbing, to say the least. And for anyone who perpetuates the colonialism of such gender bias, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, a word of praise for Western Carolina University and their efforts to deconstruct the implicit bias and embedded racism of their white resident assistants. As thought leaders and harmony influencers, the dormitory RAs have tremendous responsibility to inculcate mindfulness in our collegiate youth. So when WCU put them through mandatory racial sensitivity training and showed them that expressions like, "When I look at you, I don't see color," are actually denying the racial experience of the other person, we cheered. When they explained that the melting pot metaphor is actually a form of cultural annihilationism, imprinting the impressionable with the false notion that assimilation is a good thing, we sent positive vibes their way. And when they introduced the gender unicorn to explain all the ways in which gender identity, gender expression, sex assignment at birth, and both physical and emotional attraction, not the same thing, can vary, we were beside ourselves with admiration. Tragically, some of the RAs protested their mandatory enlightenment and even challenged the wisdom of the gender unicorn. I know, right? However, not to worry. The faculty leaders on campus quickly moved to squelch the regression by mocking the students on social media and fundraising to bring more awareness to others. As long as we have leaders like these who show the way to inclusion by mocking and excluding all anti-includers, we know the future is in good hands. Well done, you vanguard of wokists at Western Carolina University, and to all who resist, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Your sweet voice. 626, 825 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
Looks like North Korea's ramp.